I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. And, oh, sorry, you have two hosts on Monday now. I'm in my routine. I'm Jessica Wilkerson. And your other host is?
Melinda Haynes.
We are both licensed marriage and family therapists. My license number is 104464.
102308.
And you can find more about me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com.
And you can find me at HealPlayLove.org.
Perfect. So today we are going to talk about
self-care
for parents. Last week we spoke about what children need over the summer. And this week we're going to talk about what parents need over the summer.
Yes.
Parents need self-care. It is so easy to get wrapped up in our kids. We need self-care year round. But I think in the winter we need self-care because we're trying to get them to and from school and homework and whatever sports or extracurriculars they do.
And we're cold.
Yeah. But in the summer, I think it's the same, even though the structure is different.
Right.
Kids still do sports. They still have day camps or week camps or things they want to do with their friends and youth group. And there's all of this stuff that we're still running around with our kids.
Right, right. And, you know, in our family, we were trying to arrange the schedule for summer because there's a lot of different activities that come up. There's VBS, there's, you know, camps at CARD, which is the Chico Area Recreation District out here where we're broadcasting from. There's different things to do. And so I've got this, basically this big old spreadsheet trying to figure out how to fit all these activities that she's super interested in and that we just don't have time to do them during the rest of the school year because she's in school.
Right.
So it's, you know, trying to
juggle. So you're also giving her the opportunity to learn that you don't always get to do all of the things that you want to do.
Right.
And you have to prioritize.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually true. We've had those discussions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, she's, you know, she's been disappointed. Mm-hmm. Things like she wanted to do two things that are both happening at the same time, and she had to choose which one she was going to do. And you know, we were able to process that and talk about it as far as like this is a life skill. You know, that sometimes we don't get everything that we want and we have to choose. And so, you know, she was able to do it, and I think that that's good. But at the same time, I'm over here with parenting guilt.
Right. Because you didn't get to give your baby everything that she wanted.
And so I have to remind myself that, you know, being able to tell her no or have her experience a no in life is actually a healthy thing. Mm-hmm. It's actually giving her a greater skill than if I just gave her everything she wanted at all times.
And I think as you're doing that schedule, and I don't want to put you on the spot, so if you haven't thought of it or not, I think it's really good for the parent to role model scheduling in their self-care.
Oh.
Like saying, I will, these are the times of the day that I'm willing to drive you to and from. I don't provide transportation after 7 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, that's the time I want to spend with you. That's our family time.
Right.
And that's the time for me to refresh and rebond with you.
Oh,
and
then
you go to bed by 8:30 because I need mama time too.
Yeah, right, right. We're not going to overschedule. It's, you know, it's part of planning the schedule is to not overschedule.
Yeah.
So if that makes sense. So, yeah, it's finding fun things for them to do that are going to be semi-educational at least, give them some social skills, social opportunities. But then also we do have to set that time for us. I can't be constantly running from one end of town back to the other. It's time for this activity now. It's time for this activity. Yeah. That would drive me crazy. And it would be too much for her.
Well, it's too much for her with the stimulation and the scheduling. But also, when mom is drained, do you think her quality of life is going to be as good?
No.
If mom is burning the candle at both ends, when is mom she gets strained,
mom gets cranky.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that a lot of people don't think that part when they're scheduling their kids because they come from such a good place, a genuine place of love, and they want their child to do that, and they think, oh, we could probably get from this side of town to that side of town by then. Or, I think we could do that. That's 5 days a week. We still have weekends off. And then it comes Thursday or Friday, and they've been running around after work for the past 3 or 4 days. Right. And now they're like, oh, my goodness, I'm still running around after work. Mm-hmm. But rather to say, well, we'll do something Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday and Thursday. I get off work and I go home.
Right. And it's a challenge, I think, too, for stay-at-home parents. Mm-hmm. Because they feel like, okay, so now I've got my kids home full time and I've got to keep their day filled.
Yeah, that's 365 for stay-at-home parents, whether it's summer or winter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
For the if those moms do homeschooling.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. But then it's at the same time you're trying to find those activities to fill in all those those minutes.
Yeah.
And we don't need to fill in every minute.
Oh, that's
it's
true.
It's okay to you know, have time to have downtime.
Yeah.
You know, go to the library, have all the kids check out a couple of books, and everybody can have reading time.
Yes.
Every day. And that's quiet, okay, too.
Yes. You have to use your inside voice in the library. Your inside voice. After a day of talking to people all day for our career, inside voice time is really nice.
Mm-hmm, it is, yeah.
All right, commercial break coming right up. And then we'll talk more about parent self-care in the summer. One of my favorite things is we do 30 to 60 minutes at home of quiet time every day. Mama gets home. Mama needs at least half an hour. No talking. No talking to mommy. Mommy talks all day. All day long. All right. Stay tuned. It's Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes, both licensed marriage and family therapists. And I just want to remind you that while we are psychotherapists and clinicians, this is not a substitute for therapy. So if whatever we're talking about hits a nerve, I want you to feel okay with reaching out to somebody in your community to learn more about how to work that into your life and how it affects you individually. Because what we can give you in a 30-minute radio show is not as much as you can get from going and talking to somebody about your own personal life. So I just want you to be okay with that. Psychology Today is a great resource, psychologytoday.com. You can type in your zip code, and then all the therapists who are on there also have little bios, and they say what insurance they take and what their specialties are. And I think it's a really great comprehensive way of finding somebody in your area. Often people ask me for referrals to, like, they're moving to Sacramento or they're moving somewhere, and they'll say, do you know anyone in that area that'd be good? And I'll say no, but let's sit together and we'll go through Psychology Today and try to find a couple people that might be a good fit. Anyways, I plug them, but they don't pay me or even know I'm doing it. But I just think it's a great service. They've never heard of us. You're welcome, Psychology Today. They don't need this either. They're so big. So we were talking about parent self-care, and I was talking about how one of the things that I do for parent self-care is after work, it's don't talk to mama, which is hard with a two-year-old. So he still gets to snuggle and talk to me. But my older kid and my husband, my older son, I don't want to call him a kid anymore. they know. We've been doing it since my older son was 7 or maybe 6, where after work, I come home, I turn on the radio. Sometimes it'll be the regular radio. Sometimes it'll be classical music. I have a CD in there. I still use CDs. And for 30 minutes, I might putt around making dinner. I might just sit on the couch staring at the wall. I might sit on the floor and play with my 2-year-old. But there's no, what do you need from me? Mm-hmm. There's no, I'm not solving any problems. I get to do just whatever I need to do for me. The TV stays off. There's no, I mean, you're allowed to talk. There's not, it's like strict, but it's just quiet time. And the rest of the family enjoys it too. We started it because somebody else in my life when I was younger kind of had a very similar thing. They needed to go into the bedroom and close the door and have the lights off for 30 minutes. But I don't need that. What I need is to just not be on, to just not be putting out fires or answering questions or solving problems or any of that. I just need 30 minutes of, we don't have any background noise from the television, of just quiet, the lights stay dim. You know, maybe their light on is in the living room, but all the rest of them are still off, and we just transition, and it's really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And my son, who's in college now, he does that on his own. He has that quiet transition time, which can be kind of annoying because he goes up to his room for half an hour now, and it's like, just hang out with your parents, but because he's young.
So what would you say to our listeners who might be feeling a sense of guilt for taking time for themselves to kind of reset their mind the way that you're describing?
Oh, okay. That is a very good question, because when we started it, it was my significant other, and I was so annoyed that he needed that 30 minutes because I didn't. Mm-hmm. It was really annoying, and I probably did my best to be a good sport about it, but was still annoyed about it. So he probably had a little bit of guilt right there. But once we started doing it and I started feeling the difference for me, I didn't think I needed it. Mm-hmm. I think you just work through that guilt. You just try it for a week and let yourself feel that guilt for that 30 minutes. Do your best to not feel it, but if you're feeling it, you're feeling it, whatever. And just say, you know, I'm only doing it for this week. And if it doesn't work, if I was a crappy parent because of it, I don't have to do it ever again. Mm-hmm. But you just do it for that week. And I think that what you'll end up finding is it's like you just woke up from the morning, or like you just finished a workout. You know, after a workout, you kind of have that endorphin rush and kind of feel good.
Yeah.
That 30 minutes of tuning out, you come out of it. The lights come back on and the TV goes on. And you're ready and you're present and the kids have questions for you and you have rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. After that week of working through that guilt, you see what a different mom you are, what a different dad you are, and that 30 minutes. And then you see how your kids respond, because they're going to be annoyed at first. You're changing their routine. They're going to test you. Mom, 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 mom. It's going to be a little bit of a battle, but they really respond to that 30 minutes. They just had all that stimulation at school or all that stimulation at daycare or day camp. They just had all of that, and they just had 30 minutes where they had to play quietly in their room with their Legos. Mm-hmm. They could play in the living room with their Legos, but no bickering.
Right.
So, good luck. But they will see how good that feels, and you will feel how good it feels when your family, everyone has had that chance to reset. So work through that guilt for that week. That's fine. Feel that guilt. You'll stop feeling it after a few days. Does that make sense?
It does.
All right. Commercial break already. Stay tuned. Melinda will talk more next segment.
I'm Scott Ulrich.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your hosts. I'm Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. You can find me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com, where I work.
And I'm Melinda Haynes, licensed number 102308, and you can find me at HealPlayLove.org.
And she's in private practice. Oh, I guess my company is also a private practice company. Yeah. It was just a conglomeration of therapists who all enjoy working in the same building.
Yeah. So, I just enjoy working alone, I guess.
I know. I've tried to recruit her over. She's a free bird. So we were talking at the break, and you were asking me, like, how do we name this? So it's not mommy's grumpy.
Go away, mommy's
rejecting
time.
You. And so I thought, oh, that's a really good point to make. So when I teach clients this, I always just call it quiet time. Mm-hmm. I just say 30 minutes of quiet time. Mm-hmm. And I have several clients whose kids have a lot of behavior issues. Uh-huh. And my client has even said the behavior issues we have all night have diminished since we've started doing the 30 minutes of quiet time.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, because he just needed to reset.
Yeah, some kids get overstimulated.
Yeah.
Just like parents, you know, mm-hmm. we just don't call it overstimulation. We call it stress.
Right. Yeah, or overwhelmed.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. it's the same thing for a child. So I think when we put a nice, healthy boundary around it, mm-hmm. and when we present this idea to our children, we're not saying, you know, mommy is tired and she can't deal with you.
Right.
You know, you guys have to go away and leave me alone. Instead of saying it in that manner, we're saying it in a nice way, in a healthy way, in a way that's promoting a life skill. Mm-hmm. I know when I need to take time for me and just kind of calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Just reset my brain, reset my emotions, just kind of just take that time to be peaceful.
Yeah.
I can pray. Mm-hmm. I can read.
The mom I was thinking about, she sits and plays on her phone for those 30 minutes while listening mm-hmm. to music. And her son will usually, she's my client, not her son. But I think he's like 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there. I want to say like 9-ish. And he will usually be sitting at the coffee table mm-hmm. Coloring or doing Legos or playing with his cars. But he's not asking for her attention, not asking for her to interact with him.
Okay, so he hasn't been banished to the far side of the moon.
Right.
During her...
Right.
Her quiet time. He gets to be next to her, mm-hmm. see her.
He gets to be there with
her. Right. He's right there. But it's just a quiet time.
Yeah. It's individual play.
Okay.
And everyone gets to individually do whatever they individually want to do.
Okay.
And after that 30 minutes is over, like the egg, I often tell people to use an egg timer mm-hmm. or to put the alarm on their phone for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that they don't go over and that they don't go under. Because just like with last week, we were talking about predictability, mm-hmm. adults and children alike need that predictability that it's going to be 30 minutes. They're not going to be shortchanged. Mm-hmm. And if you think you're going to end up doing 45 or an hour on accident, you're going to be less likely to give yourself that 30 minutes because you don't have time to go over. Today is a busy day and I might have 30 minutes, but sometimes it ends up being 45. Well, you have to be able to trust yourself. So, and the kiddo needs to know that 30 minutes of being alone time without parents' attention is really going to be 30 minutes.
Right.
It's not going to be 45.
Right, right. And I think also we're teaching them a good skill of being able to kind of sit with themselves mm-hmm. and entertain themselves. And mm-hmm. they don't have to constantly have somebody entertaining them.
Yeah. They don't need to constantly interact in order to be happy.
Right. That it's okay mm-hmm. to be peaceful. It's okay to be quiet sometimes. And you're also teaching them another important skill, which is hearing somebody else's no, hearing their boundary.
Mm-hmm. Respecting their boundary.
Exactly. When somebody says, you know, no, I can't do that right now, that it's not rejecting them as a person and that they're able to hear it and say, oh, okay, she or he needs time right now and that's okay. It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're teaching them, in effect, to have healthy relationships mm-hmm. where they don't have to infringe upon somebody else's boundary in the future. I mean, fast forward them to being an adult.
Right.
And somebody's like, oh, I need to walk away. I'm getting too upset. I'm getting angry in this conversation, or I need time. I'm tired. And they don't have to take it personal. They can be like, oh, this is a normal thing. People take space when they need it.
Right. Or they don't become that needy boyfriend or girlfriend who needs all of your attention all the time. So you
That's
don't want
exhausting.
Your kids to be that person either. Yeah. We don't want to raise our kids to be that person.
Right.
So just having that little bit of quiet time and thinking about what that does just for you as an adult and as a person, to know that you are valuable enough to yourself and to your family that you can set this aside.
Yeah.
So if that works for you, I mean, that's what works for me. We talked a lot about that. So what would work for you for self-care? A lot of people think self-care is getting manicures or massages or sleeping in. Those are self-care.
Yeah.
They are. They fit in that.
Can be, yeah.
Anything that is rejuvenating to you is self-care. It's so broad, right? It could be going on a hike. It could be going to an amusement park. There's a lot of stimulation there. But if you're an extrovert,
that
would be your self-care.
Yeah.
Going out dancing. Someone who's an extrovert, that would be their self-care.
Right.
That's the time that's the thing that rejuvenates
them. Just for them. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Our segment is over. Our whole show is over. We will see you next week, or we'll talk to you next week. This has been Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist, and
Melinda Haynes, licensed marriage and family therapist also.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a beautiful and blessed week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.